This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Vincent de Paul. Vincent de Paul was an unusual man, so unusual that his own village of birth was renamed after him by an official proclamation of the King of France in 1828. Even though he had died almost 200 years earlier, his name was known throughout France and the world as a friend of the poor. Vincent was born in the village of Puy in 1580. He was the third boy in a family of six children, and while it was clear that he was an intelligent lad, it was necessary for him to spend his early life caring for his father's cattle and pigs. He especially liked to lead the herds to a chapel nearby, which was dedicated to Our Lady, where he would rest and pray. Here he would meet an old hermit who taught him how to read. But Vincent's abilities did not go unnoticed by a local priest who suggested that he become a priest. In these times, it was recognized that the religious vocation could be used to provide an income to support oneself, one's family, and relation. This suggestion of future security was accepted by Vincent's parents, and Vincent was sent off to the school at the age of 12. He was ordained a priest at age 20 and received a college degree at 24. He wanted to advance himself in the church so as to obtain an appointment as head of a monastery and use the money for supporting himself and his parents. One day, news came that he had inherited a large amount of money. He immediately set out on the journey to claim it. But on the return home, his ship was captured by pirates, and Vincent was sold as a slave to several masters. 2 years later, after he converted his master, they both escaped and arrived in Rome. From Rome, he carried a letter to the French king and was soon appointed chaplain to Queen Margot, a former wife of Henry IV. Through her influence, he was appointed head of an abbey. In a letter home, he told his mother how successful the future was going to be. At that same time, he had just met a very spiritual priest named Father Berulle at the University of Sorbonne. This man awakened in Vincent such a deep love for God and his poor that his visions of position and wealth vanished, to be replaced with a new desire to give himself to God and to help others. He pictured himself as merely a rural country priest, and spoke using simple words, while others around him tried to impress their hearers with flowery phrases. His simplicity attracted many people toward him. He was recommended by Father Berulle to tutor the children of the well-known de Goldi family, who asked for the holiest and most virtuous priest available. While Vincent described their four children as demons, the family was delighted with his new spiritual director. Their vast land holdings in the country included many small villages, and they were well aware of their responsibility to care not only for the physical, but the spiritual well-being of all the inhabitants. Rural life often allowed the spiritual life to decay, and the de Goldi family was concerned. Vincent was asked to preach missions at all of the villages, and created such a religious change that the family encouraged him to draw other priests around him to create a society of men whose purpose was to preach throughout the French countryside. Soon other bishops, who were alert to their own local needs, began asking for these preachers. They were even called to other countries to establish missions. These men later became known as the Vincentian Fathers. On one particular Sunday, Vincent learned of an entire family which was sick. They were unable to care for each other and were in danger of dying. During his sermon, he begged his listeners to have mercy on the unfortunate family. After Mass, he went to their cottage and discovered at least 50 of his congregation also on their way with baskets of food. From this incident came the thought of forming groups of ladies to call upon and help those who were poor and sick. This organization still exists and is called the Society of the Ladies of Charity. Membership grew to include women from the most socially prominent families of France, who donated their time, talents, and money. These women were assisted by younger girls called the Daughters of Charity, who did the cleaning and scrubbing. Vincent's concern for the poor extended to the convicts and slaves who were under the control of Monsieur de Goldi, who was general of the galleys. The king's ships, were powered by slaves who rode while sitting chained to their seats. They rode until they were exhausted, and then were whipped until many died. They were treated like animals, and their living conditions were filthy. Vincent tried to do what he could for these poor people, and help prepare their souls for eventual death. He was appointed chaplain of the galley by the king, so he would have access to help those convicts who flocked to receive his care. Legend has it that for a short period he actually took the place of one of these men whose family needed him. In this period of French history, there were no seminaries to train men who wished to become priests. Vincent, along with others, began to establish 20-day retreats for instruction and conferences. They were so successful that the idea spread to many dioceses in France and to Rome itself. Later, he opened seminaries which offered training from 6 months to 2 years. One requirement he always insisted upon was that everyone must get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Vincent was determined to combat all forms of human misery. Even Voltaire said of him, "My own favorite saint is Vincent de Paul." Vincent's charity reached to the practice of begging, which was often carried on by perfectly healthy people, who would buy an infant and then mutilate it so badly that others would take pity on it and give money. Vincent again asked his ladies and daughters of charity to open homes for child care. Records show that he actually found several abandoned children on the streets and brought them with him for care. His statues often depict him holding a young child. Vincent was involved with many forms of organized charities. While there were many individuals who helped those less fortunate, he was responsible for involving people on all levels of society, even up to the king and queen, in charitable activities. His contributions to the French nation were officially recognized when he was given the title Father of the Fatherland, and he was asked to approve those best qualified to be appointed by the king as bishops and abbots. Even though Vincent accomplished so much, he often looked back to say, "Look at what we did." Yet God did what he had foreseen from all eternity. "I never would have thought that these things could be accomplished. This has been done by God alone." Vincent died in 1660 at the age of 80. He was declared to be a saint in 1737. God did not allow his heart to decay, and it is venerated to this day in the mother house of the Sisters of Charity in Paris. The societies he founded still flourish in many cities of France, the United States, and the world. Vincent's life was one of humility. He saw a need, prayed to ask if his solution was in accordance with God's will, and then, certain that it was, worked hard to bring it about. How often do we place final approval of our plans in God's hands? Yet this is the only way our plans for good will succeed.